Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Maylander, and I think this morning she's representing the Friends of Lake Oneida. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning to you, LaVon.
And you have an event coming up here pretty soon that, you want people to just come and enjoy, but you also could have some participants. So
Yes. Okay. That's I have two hats on this morning. I want participants in our Dutch oven cast iron pot cook-off contest, which is September 29th on a Saturday afternoon, and it will be in the Primitive Campground in Lake Oneida. It's full of oak trees. It's a beautiful setting. We had a very good turnout last year for our first time, and we had lots of public interest. There's tastings, and it was just a lovely event to come to.
You bet. September 29th, that should be a good day. Again, it's noon to 4. We'll talk a little more about how that timing all works. But as we said, you want some people who are going to come and cook. So let's talk about that first.
Well, for those of you, as I was in that boat last year, I did not know what a Dutch oven was. So a Dutch oven is a big cast iron pot with a lid that has a lip on it where you can put charcoal on top. So you have charcoal underneath, charcoal on top. So it is an oven. And you can do a variety of foods, desserts, main dish, or breads. It's just a very unique way of cooking. It's one our pioneers used, and we're bringing it back. A lot of people that camp use this method. Food seems to taste better when it's cooked outdoors.
So. Yes, it just adds an extra little flair, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, when people enter, they could do just one of those, bread, main dish, or dessert. Or if they want to have a couple fires going, they could do more than one?
Yes, you can do whatever you want. Last year, we had a number of rules. We've eliminated nearly all of them. So it's a free-for-all. You can do whatever you want. Start your fire whenever you want. We only ask that you bring your ingredients and prepare them on site, not at home.
Okay. And their timing then, you have to think about their timing, because then they need to serve this to people,
yes,
have tasting samples.
Yes.
And so what time is that?
The 3 o'clock. Your food must be done by 3 o'clock. We will have the public is the judges. So they will come around with their spoon and cup and take a sample, or you will give them a sample, and then you will have a jar on your table, and they will buy a vote for $1 and then stuff your ballot box.
Sure. That's just part of the no rules thing, right?
Yes.
However many votes you can get, however you can get them.
Right.
But each vote's going to be $1.
Each vote's $1. That helps us to bring more events to Lake Oneida, make people more aware of what we are doing. We try to make it a very family-friendly park, and so this is one of the events we're hosting, but it does take a little bit of money.
Yes. So all the money in the jars goes
to the Friends of Lake Oneida.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if you're going to come and cook, do you have to pay a fee to enter?
Well, this year we have two categories. There's the free category, and you will just come and partake. And then there's the category where it's a $10 entry fee, and all that money will be jackpotted back to first and second. So you'll get your money back if you win.
Okay, so I guess you have to decide if you're a gambler or not.
Right, right. It's a little bit more experienced or put a little bit more thrill into it. We've added this category.
Yeah. Yeah. But remember, now you haven't hired any fancy judges, some big chef. This is all still going to be by public vote.
Right, yeah. which is the more fair way, because with a judge, you have one man or woman's opinion. And this way, we had over 250 people last year. So we were very pleased with the public turnout. Mm-hmm. This year, we're adding several new items. We had found out that we had kind of a dead space while the people were cooking their food from 1 to 3. And so this year we were having musical groups stationed throughout the campground, and we're having jam sessions. We have 10 or 12 groups coming, so you can bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, and move around from group to group. We have gospel, we have country, we have bluegrass, all easy listening music. Some professional and some amateur.
Okay. So are you still open to more musicians?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because there's
lots of area. Yes. And I think musicians like to get together and perform.
And do some jamming.
Yes, and do jamming. Yeah. Yes.
So they could come anytime.
Anytime.
Yes. Yes.
Well, remember, there's no electricity.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yes. So you're on your
plugging,
own.
No plugging.
No acoustics. No.
Okay, very good. So there's the food thing. And again, there's both the, if you want to cook, you need to kind of plan ahead. Well, I'm sure you'd plan ahead because you probably wouldn't come to Lake Anita never having done Dutch oven cooking before. But those, you're just still trying it out. And those that are maybe more professional come. Now, Kathy, how soon do the cookers need to sign up?
Well, we've been very liberal because we know how people, how the habits of people. So really just come that day, and you can get a registration blank off of our website, lakeanitastatepark.org. It's all on there. Just go to that website and print off a registration, or just come that day and fill out a registration at 12 o'clock.
You know, most of us, I think, in the area know where Lake Anita is, but just in case there's somebody listening, say, you know, I've never been there. I'm not quite sure how to get there. Maybe you ought to tell folks.
Well, go to the town of Anita and on 148, 1 mile south, and we will go into the lake and we will have signs directing you to the primitive campground.
Okay. Great fun, great food, fun for everybody, fun for the family, and fun for those who really like to cook in Dutch ovens. And we'll come back and remind you of those dates and time and so on. But there's a couple of other things going on at Lake Anita and in the Anita area. You might want to mention those.
Well, the Friends Group is a volunteer organization that promotes getting people to come to Lake Anita. And so some of the events that we're having this fall will be a cancer walk around our newly paved 4.3 miles of bike trails. We're doing that October 13th. You can also go to our website and fill out an application. We're taking teams, cost $10 a piece, or individuals is $15. There will be lots of people to help you that day, lots of directions, signage, bottles of water, golf carts if you can't make it clear around.
At what time? I'm sorry.
I'm not certain.
Well, I'm sure
go
it'll
to
be,
the
I'm
website.
Sure it'll be, okay, I'm
yeah.
sure it'll be morning.
Right. And then in the October 20th, we're having our Halloween walk. There are actually two walks, one for children and then one for adults. And so you can imagine the one for adults is very scary.
So probably adults could go on the children's.
Oh,
walk.
Yes. You can accompany your
so scared.
Yes, you can accompany your children. It is also in conjunction with the ACE Club of Anita, which is the school sponsored adult program that helps the school with
kind of a booster club.
Yeah,
kind of
booster
thing.
Club type yeah. thing. So they're also helping with that event. McCurdy Farms give us like 200 pumpkins. And so we are very appreciative of them, and they will be all carved and lighting the way to the, it's very festive, very festive.
And if you went last year and you said, this is one of the scariest places ever, you can come back this year, and I'm guessing it's not going to be the same.
It'll be all new events. They have a committee. Wendy Whitrock is in charge. She is our president, and she gets her extended family to think of the scariest things that you can possibly think of, and they come that day with their pickups and their equipment, and they build tremendous.
I think this has gotten to be a competition, a yearly
yes,
competition
yes.
among the builders
yes,
to see what
yes,
new kind of thing they can
yes.
come up with. Well, that's you know that's fun, and that's the kind of thing that a group needs is all those enthusiasm
yes.
to keep things going.
Yes.
But that's just a one afternoon, one night thing,
yes.
right?
Yes, it is.
And that's October 20th.
Right.
And you know time on that?
Well, just sundown or, you know, late afternoon, probably starting at 4 o'clock for the children, and there's always treats for the children.
Okay.
And then until midnight.
All right. Well, that seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So that's on October 20th.
I would also like to publicize our walleye fishing project. We our Jim Phillips is the head of that, and he's a big fisherman, always been since Anita started, and the walleye population is down a little bit, and so he has gotten together different groups, and we're going to buy fingerlings of walleye this fall and put them in October. Hopefully by next summer, we will have 3,000 more walleyes that you can fish.
Okay, very good. Great place. If you haven't been to Lake Anita, this is still a wonderful time. This is a wonderful time to go to Lake Anita and see all the things that are there. But if you'd like to get involved with food, either as a food preparer or just a taster, that's all happening September 29th. And Dutch Oven Cooking.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
At Lake Anita Primitive Campgrounds.
Yes.
So, and the website again is?
LakeAnitaStatePark.org.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy Melander, for filling us in and all those exciting things happening at Lake Anita. And until next time, here's something to think about how it applies to you. Life is simpler when you plow around the stump.